Spirit Stadium sale is Saturday, December 1st at 9 a.m. inside Memorial Stadium.
Enjoy Urbana Park District events year-round. The Senior Club for people age 50-plus meets the second Tuesday of each month at noon. Inquire about the potluck meal with entertainment. Meet friends new and old. Members like trips and excursions of all interests. Residents pay just $12 and $15 for non-residents. Want more information about the Senior Club with the Urbana Park District? Call 367-1544 or go online to urbanaparks.org. That's urbanaparks.org.
Start a local favorite tradition with Crisis Nursery's Children's Holiday Shop December 1st through 8th. We're in a new location at 1808 Rombard Road in Champaign. Kids up to 12 years old shop with the volunteer for affordable fun gifts. Like us on Facebook or check crisisnursery.net for info on times and celebrity volunteers, including superheroes, athletes from the U of I and Parkland, and Santa himself. Have fun while supporting Crisis Nursery's mission to prevent child abuse and neglect. We look forward to seeing you at the Children's Holiday Shop December 1st through 8th at 1808 Rombard Road in Champaign.
Hey, you. Yeah.
Decker's there.
It's been more than a year in the making, but the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement was finally signed this morning on the sidelines of the G20 summit. President Trump hailed the trade deal, which still needs to be ratified by Congress.
With our signatures today, we will formally declare the intention of our three countries to replace NAFTA with the USMCA, a truly groundbreaking achievement, modern-day agreement.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and President Trump held up the agreement after it was signed, but Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau didn't, saying there is much more work to do in lowering trade barriers. Traveling with the president in Buenos Aires, John Decker, Fox News.
Well, before the signing, President Trump tweeted about the real estate project his former attorney pleaded guilty of lying to Congress about. Fox's Rachel Sutherland's in D.C.
Chris, the president defending plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow in 2016, writing on Twitter that against all odds, I decided to run for president and continue to run my business. Very legal and very cool. He went on to write, lightly looked doing a building somewhere in Russia, put up zero money, zero guarantees, and didn't do the project. Witch hunt, apparently referring to the Russia probe. This after former attorney Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to investigators about the timing of the project, and lawyers for former campaign chairman Paul Manafort head to court today, seeking a sentencing date for their client, whose plea deal was tossed by the special counsel this week. Chris?
That's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Thanks. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are down 81 points. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Members of Congress react to President Trump's former attorney admitting he lied to a Senate committee about talks for a Trump Tower in Moscow.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham cautioned against reading too much into former Trump lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen pleading guilty to lying to Congress.
It seems like a process crime. I don't know if it's got anything to do with colluding with the Russians in terms of the campaign. Just let Mueller do his job, and hopefully he'll finish this sometime relatively soon, and we'll know more.
No surprise, Democrats are saying it's a much bigger deal. For example, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal tried connecting the dots.
This Cohen guilty plea is another piece in the mosaic that could really provide a deeper insight into the full picture of the president's liability here.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A kid's birthday could determine whether they're diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
This is House Call for Health. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine found August babies were 34% more likely than babies born in September to be assessed in school with ADHD, but only in certain states. Which states? The ones where the cutoff date for kindergarten students is September 1st. That means children born in August will be the youngest in the class and more likely to have trouble sitting still and learning compared to their classmates who are a few months older. The study points to a risk of overdiagnosis of ADHD in young children who might settle down and focus as they get older. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
More cooperations announced between Apple and Amazon. Apple Music subscribers starting December 17th will be able to listen to the service on Amazon Echo smart speakers. Apple has its own smart speaker. Amazon has a music service. It was announced earlier this month that more Apple products would be available for purchase on the Amazon website. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
ESPN 93.5 with local news. Jamie Monticello, brought to you this morning by OSF Ergo, delivers the quick, convenient, high-quality... Redo. OSF Ergo delivers the quick, convenient, high-quality care you expect from urgent care, but in a way you never expected. OSF Ergo offers two locations in Champaign, North Prospect near Walmart and Aldi, on South near the old Bricks building by Harvest Market, and it is service. You're going to love OSF Ergo.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A reminder that a new law taking effect in Illinois in January will require parents to put their kids in rear-facing car seats until the age of 2. Every person driving a child under age 8 is responsible for properly securing the child. Restraints must be provided by parents or guardians. No one was hurt after a house fire in North Champaign. The fire broke out mid-morning at 1308 North Harris Avenue. Two people were displaced in the fire. The home was a one-story fire. Firefighters were able to contain the fire to the one bedroom it started in. The News Gazette says smoke damage was heavy throughout the home. No injuries in a fire that broke out at a single-story home in southeast Urbana. A fully involved fire was coming from the home's garage when crews got there. Investigators are still investigating the cause of that fire. The News Gazette says a man, woman, and two dogs were there at the time. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit osfergo.org to see and learn more.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Partly sunny, Stevie. We've got a high 43 expected, 38 our low tonight. More clouds, then a 90% chance of showers. That's overnight and Saturday, a wet forecast, and a high of 68 expected. Precipitation amounts between a half to three quarters of an inch possible. So we will get some showers tomorrow. 44 our low by Saturday night. Clearing out by Sunday, though, with a high 48 expected, down to around 34 with partly cloudy conditions. Currently, it's 30. ESPN 93.5.
Every month we celebrate law enforcement. Why? Well, because they don't get enough love. I believe that they are the difference between calm and chaos, the difference between peace and anarchy. I do. Just imagine not answering the 911 phone call and just how quickly that would disintegrate. So while law enforcement isn't perfect, and they never say they are, they're amazing. And so we are on the radio every month just saying thank you. And this month, Champaign County investigator from the Sheriff's Department is Dwayne Rolfs. Am I saying that properly, Dwayne?
Yes, you are.
Dwayne Rolfs is here. He's an investigator, meaning you investigate. How about that for smarts, huh?
That's correct.
So, Dwayne, what do you investigate?
Just a variety of stuff. Crimes against children, ranging from financial crimes to the occasional, just general crimes.
And in the county jurisdiction, what is the difference between, like, a county jurisdiction and cities and all that stuff?
Well, you know, the difference is our jurisdiction is pretty much around the perimeter of the Champaign-Urbana area, and also everything out in the county itself. So there's a wide area. It's a large area.
How did you start in law enforcement, and why?
So, well, originally I got involved in law enforcement. Out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So, of course, I went to college and tried to follow along with my older siblings. They went to college and had to pick a degree, and I was trying to find something interesting, and it was criminal justice that stood out. So that's what got me interested initially. And then had an opportunity to, while I was in school, to also get a part-time job in the field working at the juvenile detention center in Champaign County here. Mm-hmm. So that was a good way to get a start.
And so you worked early on through college with that area, and you liked it?
Yep. And that was a great opportunity to get involved in the field itself. And, I was testing at different agencies to get hired, and it's very competitive everywhere, you know, to get that job. And so it helped, I think. And so then I eventually got offered a job. So
how long have you been with the county?
Total probably 26 years, I think, total.
I started patrol, all that stuff?
Yes.
Squad car moving around. Okay.
Yeah, I did 6 years in a squad car, and the last 18 have been in investigation. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
And
a lot of changes.
I'm crazy adamant about no tinted windows. Can you please describe what it's like to walk up on a car with tinted windows?
I walk out to mine every day. It's got tinted windows. I drive an undercover. Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, but approaching that is, you don't know what's in there, man.
Correct.
This shouldn't
correct.
Be like that. I think it's awful.
Absolutely. It's it makes it hard. It definitely does. So.
You got to always be on your guard, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dwayne Ross is our law enforcement official of the month. Thank you for your incredible investigative work with the Holly Cassano case, because I know you were very much involved in the DNA and the investigation. You figured a lot of that out. How did you do it?
Well, I mean, actually, it was information I got from other people that I've known through the over the years, actually. When I did my first internship at Urbana Police Department, one of the guys there actually he's now with the state police, and he told me about a private company that does this DNA work, and that's how I first found out about it. So looked into it, heard about it, sounded like something we could use, and the problem was paying for it, you know, if somebody had to pay for it. So I was able to get the sheriff to want to, you know, invest that money for
that.
That's
so critical, right? I mean, it changes investigating forever with DNA, right? I mean, they leave behind these DNA clues that can absolutely confirm identification, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And so the initial part of that was just to develop some sort of an image based on phenotyping of characteristics of the face and ethnic background and all that stuff. But then we went further with it with genetic genealogy as well. So, and that's where the real magic happened.
You are obviously a very thoughtful law enforcement official, and you have to think through things. Do you get in the criminal's mind? Do you try and how do you start solving stuff?
It's just, you know, it's the wheels get spinning in your head, and you try to find a way to go with it, and you're looking at different possibilities, and depending on what the circumstances are, you just go with it, you know. I mean, but a case like that that's been in my mind for 9 years or more, that it does stay there a long time. So.
I mean, that's 24/7. I mean, you can't shut that off, can you?
No. I mean, especially when it's an active case, you know, when it's really active, it does stay with you. But so you try to turn it off at night, you know, when you go home and live your life, that's important. You know,
your wife Nikki's in probation work, though. So you're in law enforcement family, your kids know what you do. Are they love what you do? Are they scared about what you do? What's the reaction from the kids at home?
Yeah, they're good. They're still young, so, you know, it's not that big of a, I guess, an issue for them yet. They're still young, so. My wife's great. She's she keeps it all together, so without her, you know, it would be chaos.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, so what do you want people to know about the work you do, the work your brothers and sisters do in law enforcement?
Oh, well, I mean, I work with so many great people, and, you know, we've got a lot of people leaving recently and some turnover and the election, of course. But so there's a lot of emotions going on right now, you know, but it's good. It's good. It's, you know, there's good people coming in, and we've got confidence in them, and I think they're going to do an excellent job. So I don't know.
People know that you guys put your pants on one leg at a time, right? I mean, it's your people. You're from here. I mean, but you're just trying to do good things. It's, you know, most everybody I ever talked to said, we just want to help people.
Yes, and, you know, that's the goal. That's always the focus for me. I mean, the sheriff's the boss, but really, in my mind, it's always been that the case I'm working on, I'm doing it for them.
Yeah.
In a sense.
You guys always have stuff, though. I mean, you can't just play Scrabble. What if you had no cases? I mean, is it possible to just bring the Scrabble game out and just play?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. My desk has got little mountains. It's like a little mountain range of piles. And I've got it. In my mind, I know what piles what.
Right. I mean, I get it. But you're always seeking to eliminate a pile.
As soon as one pile goes down, there's
another one comes in.
And,
well, Dwayne, I don't know what difference it makes that I come in law enforcement every month, but we certainly try because I think it's critically important to put a human voice behind the bravery you guys show every month, every single month, every day you go out there, and we appreciate you.
Well, and I speak for everybody in law enforcement. I know because you definitely are supportive of us and our efforts to do the positive things that we're doing in the community for people. So thank you.
Thank you for keeping us safe and figuring stuff out. I mean, it's great to have a guy like you, so smart, so thoughtful. I wouldn't want to play you in Clue. That would be a bad game for me, wouldn't it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Candlestick, ballroom, Colonel Mustard.
Okay.
Dwayne Rawls, thank you for coming in. Congratulations, and keep up your good work. Stay safe. When you retire, what, a lawn care business? What are you thinking? Got about 5 more years, maybe, and you're going to hang it up?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not fully committed yet.
Okay.
I've got a lot of life left in me.
Oh, boy. We need you.
There you go.
We need you. Dwayne Rolfs, thank you, buddy.
All right.
We appreciate it. Investigator, Champaign County Sheriff, law enforcement official, Dwayne Rolfs, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. You can now get at least 25% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our cyber sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
The world at your feet. Take a look around and you will see.
Owned doesn't mean little ideas. At Flooring Surfaces, we think big. That means a huge inventory of ceramic and porcelain tiles imported from around the world, right here to Champaign. It means hardwood, made to our high standards, offered at factory direct prices. And it means a big, beautiful showroom filled with the latest trends and fashions in flooring. Flooring Surfaces can help you change one room or the whole house with free design assistance, free measure service, and experienced staff and financing options available. We are a local company offering global fashions and a commitment to quality. See what Flooring Surfaces can offer you today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
Are you stuck? Bored or underpaid? How about all of the above? Then make 2019 your year to focus on you. Start this January to train for a new career at Parkland College and get a job that you're gonna love. Think you can't afford to go back to school? Think again. There is money available to help you pay for tuition. New year, new you. Parkland College is your community college. They'll help you with those New Year's resolutions. Classes start January 14th. Sign up today at parkland.edu.
ESPN 93.5, as we jump to our sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
All right, the NCAA tournament for volleyball begins at 4 o'clock with Dayton and Louisville going at it. Our Illini in action against Eastern Michigan at 7 o'clock. We have some basketball action in the Big Ten starting here at the end of November. Michigan State and Rutgers, Wisconsin and Iowa. Minnesota will be in action against Oklahoma State. Illinois at 4 o'clock in Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Cornhusker. So go Illini. L.A. Lakers over the Pacers 104-96 tonight. Detroit and the Pistons take on the Chicago Bulls. On to the NFL. Cowboys beat the Saints 13-10 yesterday. College football tonight has Utah and Washington. We also have NFL action Sunday with Arizona and Green Bay, Indy and Jacksonville. The Bears are in New York to take on the Giants. Winnipeg Jets over the Blackhawks 6-5 yesterday. St. Louis Blues and Colorado going at it tonight. I was just reading about Tiger Woods beat one player yesterday in the opening round of the Hero World Challenge. But Patrick Reed and Patrick Cantley are ahead by 8 shots.
18 best golfers in the Bahamas. Tiger's hosting it, but I don't think he's doing so good.
Right.
First day anyway. Here we go with your weather.
We've got a high 47 expected. 36 hour low into the evening tonight. We're expecting some rain in the overnight hours and throughout the day on Saturday. High 62, low 42. 47 the high on Sunday with some clouds down to around 33 at night. Right now, 31. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC. .com. It's ESPN 93.5, and it is the last day of November, whatever that means in your life. Forget December starts tomorrow. Christmas, 25 days away. Oh, boy. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, AT&T says it plans to cut up to $20 billion in debt next year by reviewing everything outside of its core business. It's taking a second look at its part ownership in streaming video company Hulu and may sell that investment. AT&T is planning its own three versions of a streaming service next year. It isn't saying what it will charge you, but the company says the services will feature original movies and TV series from Warner Brothers, Turner, and HBO. The FBI will be adding hundreds of jobs to the Redstone Arsenal just outside Huntsville, Alabama. The agency plans to move nearly 1,400 personnel and contractors from the Washington, D.C. area. The winner of the Green Car of the Year for 2019 is the Honda Insight, handed out at the Los Angeles Auto Show. Green Car Journal says the Insight is fun to drive and gets 52 miles per gallon. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Equipment required. Other conditions apply.
It's time for your Out and About with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry joining me. There's plenty of holiday parades to be in the spirit this weekend, right, Terry?
That's right. Three local communities will host their holiday parades this weekend for the whole family to enjoy. On Friday night, you can head to Rantoul for their lighted parade and activities, while Saturday, Monticello's parade kicks off at 11:30, and Arthur's parade starts at 5:30 p.m.
And a unique way to going on this weekend to roll through downtown Champaign. What's this all about?
Well, while you're shopping local this Saturday, you can head to downtown Champaign for some trolley rides. Each rider will receive hot chocolate and cookies while enjoying caroling along the route.
All right, and the Marching Illini in concert this weekend, something you'll want to check out for sure. Where's that happening at?
The Marching Illini will perform this Saturday afternoon at Krannert Center. Now that football season is over, you can still catch them as they play some of their signature tunes and highlights from the season and a few new tunes.
All right, sounds good. For details on these events or anything else happening this weekend in our community, Terry, where can our listeners go?
Visit ChampaignCounty.org.
Inside fun at Arrowhead Lanes in Western Bow goes big. Bowling at either facility is awesome with many options. Open daily, it's perfect for the whole family. Games like Cosmic Bowling and Blacklight Miniature Golf offer something different for the season. Let League Bowling show your skills, and Dave, resident pro, has tips and accessories in their pro shop. Even sample slice of Elisa's homemade pizza. Nobody in Champaign has so much fun at such little price. Come to Western Bow on Francis Drive or Arrowhead Lanes on North McKinley. See you there.
ESPN 93.5. Thank you, Dwayne Rolfe, for coming in, investigator for Champaign County Sheriff. And just talking a little bit with him off the air about the stuff that they're able to determine and detect and all the tools with, you know, we talk about smartphones and how particularly kids shouldn't send naked pictures of their bodies, their boyfriends, that kind of thing.
Oh, you got into that.
Yeah, I mean, no, but they have a way to detect stuff.
Okay.
That's pretty amazing, and all bad people need to know, or people that make bad choices need to know that it's all out there. And law enforcement gets a kind of a heads up when there's child pornography involved. Anyway, it's reassuring knowing all the tools they have to determine people that are doing bad things that you wouldn't know live five doors down, that kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm. I mean, but that's just amazing stuff that they have to do every single day. They just have to deal with the underbelly of our society so much. And it'd be hard work, man, because it isn't all up with people. It's hard.
That's
and it's
for sure.
Negative and it's bad and it's disgusting. And anyway, thank you, Dwayne Rolfe, investigator, Champaign County Sheriff. And a tip of the cap to Dan Walsh, last day today. Champaign County Sheriff's Office. Dustin Harmon takes over tomorrow, December 1. All right, we'll be right back. ESPN 93.5, it is 8:29.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offer major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
Inventory liquidation sale is on at Christopher & Company Jewelers. Save up to 60% off store-wide. Lois and Christopher are changing the way they do business and going back to their roots of custom design and repair. But first, their entire inventory must be liquidated, and that means great deals for everyone. Absolutely everything has been priced for immediate liquidation. All must go. Nothing held back. Christopher & Company Jewelers is becoming Christopher & Company Custom Designs. But first, this store must be cleared. Save up to 60% off store-wide. All inventory to be closed out. Downtown Champaign.
Hey guys, this is Scott Miller, local McDonald's owner-operator. Have you ever been at work and are craving your favorite McDonald's burger but are too busy to leave? Or have you ever been at home and just wished McDonald's would come to you? Well, your prayers have been answered. I'm excited to introduce McDelivery through Uber Eats. You can get McDonald's delivered to you anywhere in Champaign-Urbana 24 hours a day. All you have to do is download the Uber Eats app on your smartphone device. Why leave your home when we can bring your favorite McDonald's order McDelivered to you? Again, just download the Uber Eats app and you can get McDonald's delivered to you 24 hours a day with McDelivery.
Lillian Wu, historic new trade deal signed between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming.
President Trump on the deal, which replaces NAFTA. It was inked on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Argentina, where another high-profile sit-down is coming up.
Tariffs are high on the agenda for Saturday night's dinner meeting between President Trump and President Xi of China. But many analysts are downplaying the prospects of any kind of a trade deal between those two countries.
Fox's Doug McElway. And a South Carolina church volunteer charged with sexually assaulting a 3-year-old boy, now being accused of assaulting at least 13 other children. This according to a lawsuit reported in the Post and Courier. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No one was hurt after a house fire in North Champaign. The fire broke out mid-morning at 1308 North Harris Avenue. Two people were displaced in the fire. The home was a one-story fire. Firefighters were able to contain the fire to the one bedroom it started in. The News Gazette says smoke damage was heavy throughout the home. No injuries in a fire that broke out at a single-story home in southeast Urbana. A fully involved fire was coming from the home's garage when crews got there. Investigators are still investigating the cause of that fire. The News Gazette says a man, woman, and two dogs were there at the time. A change is coming to Starbucks. Starbucks has announced that starting in 2019, it'll have new filters in place that'll prevent its customers from using its in-store Wi-Fi from accessing porn and other explicit content. USA Today says the company calls itself a third place, as in a number three comfort spot after home and work. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, welcome.
Source.com score total visits.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, looking like a nice day today with a high 47, 37 our low into the evening tonight. Then we've got a chance of showers that comes our way, even some thunderstorms perhaps tomorrow. High 61, low 42 on Sunday. Some clouds and a high 47 down to 33. Currently 32. ESPN 93.5.
All right, before we finish our program today, I thought it appropriate. County, we don't. best I could do. How are you, Sheriff?
I'm good. Good morning to you guys. I think you got a new career, Stevie.
There you go.
I like that voice.
Figuring out my new next path here for the big time. It's Sheriff Dan Walsh, last day. How does this feel? 16 years.
It feels very weird. I probably won't sink in for a couple of days. I've been working since I've been age 16, so it's just a strange feeling, and I will certainly miss all the wonderful people around here.
Well, I mean, you've never asked Teresa to go fetch you a cup of coffee. Why don't you do that on your last day?
She's actually been extremely busy the last couple of days helping the old administration move out and successfully transfer to the new administration. So Teresa is just wonderful.
Well, okay, we're wishing Dustin, the new sheriff, the best. We want our county to continue running as efficiently as it has at the sheriff's department under your tutelage and under your guidance for 16 years. But I'm just wondering, Dan, tomorrow's Saturday, Christy and you are doing what in the morning?
Absolutely nothing.
I love it.
That's so cool. And then what happens when you, I mean, can you shut it off? I mean, or Monday comes around and then what?
You know, I don't know. It's going to be really weird not to have to get up and go to work. I mean, we're going to be in town. I suppose if I get real ambitious, I'll go on down to my law office and get that organized.
So you're going to do some lawyering as fits your schedule, which is, I think, appropriate at this point. I mean, you ought to pick and choose what you do. What kind of cases will you be involved with?
Well, the law firm really concentrates in personal injury and workers' comp, and I used to do a lot of that. I still do workers' comp now. I'm just on the other side. So I'll do some of that. I'll do some real estate, some wills, simple contracts.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't think I want a criminal load. I don't want to do DUIs anymore like I used to.
Right. All right, well, you're invited to travel. That's right. You and Christy love traveling. You're going to go see the Northern Lights, which I can't wait to hear how that is, because you've already done the Galapagos. Is there a place in the world you've never visited that you really want to go to?
Actually, I've never been to the Smokies, so I'm looking forward to going there. Christy's been there once, so she can show me around.
That's very doable.
Yeah, very doable. And we are looking at your Rhine River cruise.
Come on.
Certainly sounds interesting.
We would love to have former Sheriff Dan Walsh and his lovely bride, Christy, on our Rhine cruise next September into early October. Okay, well, I just called to say kudos. Way to go. Coffee here anytime you want it.
Mm-hmm.
If I see you wandering around downtown Urbana, I'll stop and pick you up. Give you a ride or something if you're walking somewhere. So,
well, it sounds good. And Stevie and Dan, thanks for all that you have done for law enforcement over the years.
Well, and tell Teresa, if she gets tired of that work, I've got a spot for her over here. So,
I'll tell her, but I think Teresa really loves this place. So I think she's staying here.
She's laughing. Teresa, wouldn't you call Teresa the glue?
Oh, yes, absolutely. She is the glue. She keeps us all organized and on track.
Well, in that case, I can't do that to the county, so good luck to her. She'll be great. Dan, thank you, my friend. Good job. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day, and I'll see you around, Stevie, for sure. I forget whose turn it is to buy lunch.
Yeah, I think it's mine. Darn it. Yeah, it's mine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, buddy. That's Dan Walsh, outgoing sheriff.
What a great guy.
Did he like my song, or was he just being nice?
I don't know.
I think he was
a little pitchy.
I wouldn't have gone to Hollywood on that one. Yeah. Anyway, Dan Walsh, good man. In 16 years, I first met Dan really back in the day when I was doing something called a hug club. I'd go to nursing homes, just hug people, and I'd get on the radio and say, I'm going if anybody wants to join me. We'd get a crowd, sometimes 5 people, sometimes 15, and he'd come. And he was, captain or lieutenant or whatever he was. He wasn't sheriff. And, I met him before he was sheriff. And he'd come to one of these hunt clubs. And I said, this guy's got a pretty good heart if he's doing that. So now if you want to hire him, you don't have a will. Here you go. And that's if you catch him in town. Because he does have an ambitious travel schedule.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a good guy.
Well, I've run into him at Curtis Orchard with the grandkids at his feet, so that's a great chapter.
Well, when I saw that high-speed motorcycle guy that came from Danville to Champaign and miraculously didn't die, and it looked like something out of Smokey and the Bandit.
Because he was going 3 digits.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And he had one hand on the wheel and one leg kicked up and no helmet and sunglasses.
Wow.
Hair blown in the wind, man. He was CC Ryder, whatever that was. Anyway, so I saw squad cars chasing, and then they backed down when they got to construction. The guy wrecked on his own in construction because you got to be careful pursuing, and you got all kinds of rules and caution on that, but I've just never seen it. So I text Dan. It was a few months ago, and he said, "Wow, I'm in Seattle. Have a nice weekend."
Right.
He wasn't working. He was on vacation. But I just wanted to make sure everything was, you know. All right, 8:43, check your sports coming up.
Don't miss these holidays.
This thing going on is the volleyball. That's the big show tonight. And at this point, you're probably going to have to listen, or if it's on TV. I don't know if it's on a Big Ten. I'll have to look this up. But it's on radio, I'm sure. Anyway, Illinois volleyball tonight, right?
In Huff Hall, Dayton, yep. And Louisville at 4 o'clock in that first round. And then Illinois and Eastern Michigan. Looks like, from what I can see, it's sold out. They were doing single tickets yesterday. Yep. I got a blast. That's at 7 o'clock tonight, as we say, go Illini.
You're only on that call. Dave Lone's going to do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
One of the best volleyball announcers.
Nobody better.
Every round.
You can seriously see the game when he describes it. Illinois, Sunday. In Nebraska, that game at 4 o'clock, as we say, go Illini to that. Big Ten season underway on December 2nd for us. Tonight, we have Michigan State and Rutgers and Wisconsin and Iowa. Here we are at the end of November. L.A. Lakers over the Pacers, 104-96. Detroit and Bulls tonight. Cowboys over the Saints, 13-10. We've got the Bears in New York to take on the Giants. Indy and Jacksonville, Arizona and Green Bay, all noon games on Sunday. I was reading about UNLV retaining Tony Sanchez, 16-32 in his first four seasons, was given a big boost with his fundraising efforts for the new football complex. But there's some coaching adjustments there. Winnipeg over Blackhawks, 6-5. There was a hat trick involved in that game. St. Louis Blues in Colorado tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, text in from Joe. Don't read too much into this, but I know someone who gives great vocal lessons. Thank you, Joe.
Aww.
Appreciate that. He's referencing my amazing rendition of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road from
Elton
John.
But you were kind of on the fly with
Goodbye
that.
Sheriff Dan Walsh. I could easily make a song out of that. I was making up, It's the only thing I can think of with a song off the spot with Goodbye in it. Is there any other songs?
Okay.
What other songs you know that say goodbye?
I can't
goodbye
think right
when?
Now.
Goodbye 1972. Bam.
Okay, good for you.
Goodbye Girl David Gates.
Huh.
I could have probably done something with that, but Elton John was, not much after that. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, 74 maybe? I mean, that's back, way back, man. Jeremy Warner Show coming up. The baseball trades stuff, we told you Tommy La Stella. This is like the little trickle in before the big guys. The St. Louis Cardinals, according to Stevie J, need one biggie. And by biggie, I mean Manny Machado, Derek Harper, or Paul Goldschmidt from a trade. Zach Greinke, who's the star pitcher for Arizona, who's widely thought to have to be bundled with Paul Goldschmidt because he has $100-some million coming and they're trying to dump a salary. He's 30-something years old. He's $35 million a year pitcher. And I'll be darned if Zach Greinke didn't put the Cardinals on their no-trade list. How could you not want to play baseball in St. Louis? What's wrong with you, Zach? So anyway, we're hoping that the Cardinals sign somebody big, because now they have to catch Milwaukee and the Cubs.
By the way, Cardinal Caravan, January 18, and that one is iHotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just making sure. I know Mets and Mariners are closing in on a trade that would send All-Star closer Edwin Diaz and former All-Star Robinson Cano to New York, with the Mariners getting top prospects in return.
Okay, my son Christian just came up with the best goodbye song. Dang it, I should have thought of this.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
No, that's it. No, I should have. Of course, this was like all on the fly.
Dan is saying don't listen to the critics, Stevie. It was darn good.
Thank you,
haters,
Dan.
Haters going to hate.
I thought it was brilliant. But here's even a better one I should have played for outgoing sheriff and friend Dan Walsh. I don't know. All these, like, insertions into YouTube commercials is so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This would have been better had I played this one. Sheriff Dan Walsh's last day today at the county.
Yeah,
you recognize this?
NSYNC.
Hey. Yeah.
Bye.
That's what I should have played for Dan Walsh. NSYNC was so popular.
Yeah.
Right?
I was in the front row for that show.
90s boy band,
Louisiana.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Show.
Justin Timberlake was in that.
And now Justin's kind of on his own.
Oh, yeah.
Making...
And leaving on a jet plane. John Denver could have worked.
Of course, he's not really leaving it because then again, it's no good by yelling.
But then again, you mentioned how much he's traveling and tapping into some CBG travel trips.
Now, this is really a good idea. I like this song, too. Let's hit the chorus and then one more break. We'll be back.
Make it Big Grove Tavern before or after the game. Heading to an Illini game, cheering on your son or daughter on a high school level, Big Grove supports our local teams, and Big Grove is a great place for fans or the whole team. Their menu also suits local athletes and their diets. Big Grove can also provide limited menus to large groups alongside other diners in our event rooms. Having a team gathering or an awards banquet? Think Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main, downtown Champaign.
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susan McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemet, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. ServPro of Champaign looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Life is changing more rapidly than ever. How important is courage in the midst of uncertain times? During this year's Live to Lead broadcast that we hosted, John Maxwell said, "If you want to leadership well, move forward courageously in the midst of uncertainty." You see, life expands or basically shrinks based on the amount of courage that we have. And when we begin to move forward in uncertain areas, pathways that we've never taken before, we start leading even when we don't have the answers, even when we don't have all the resources in our lives. If we wait until we have all the answers and all the resources, we may never move forward. People don't follow titles or positions, they follow courage. Let's move forward courageously to do the right thing, to pursue our dreams, to bring people along with us and help them succeed. Courage helps us expand our dreams, achieve our dreams, and celebrate our successes. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Yeah, I remember this one. Remember Peter, Paul, and Mary? It's an oldie. In the 1960s. I actually interviewed Mary Travers, was her name?
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed her and then made like an hour out of it playing all her songs. She's pretty nice. This was like a folk band from the 60s called Peter, Paul, and Mary. My God, have you ever said, yeah, not too loud. Yeah. Is that nice? Remember this?
It is.
Is that guy smoking something over there?
Oh. I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Yeah. That's real songs.
I don't know why I thought that was a John Denver hit. Did he do it too?
He did it too. Okay. But yeah, they did it first.
I see.
Yeah. John came along in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. I had lots of John Denver albums.
Oh, yeah. No, that was...
Thank God I'm a country boy.
He was real. Oh, yeah.
And that's resurfaced, especially in rural Champaign County at the football games.
John Denver?
Uh-huh.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, John Denver had it going on, too. I saw him sing in Danville.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Golly, we're about out of time. We'll be back on Monday and try all this again between 7 and 9, Monday through Friday, as we get into December. Illinois plays basketball Sunday afternoon at 4. I'll be busy. I'll be at the Philo tree lighting at 4. So I lead the songs there. So you might want to dump the Nebraska-Illinois game and come see me at Philo Christmas tree
at
the library.
Of Christmas festivities, Rand Tool, their lighted parade at 6 o'clock, Santa's workshop afterwards on Sangamon. And the Crisis Nursery has their holiday shop. New location near Round Barn at 1808 Round Barn Road, 9 to 5 tomorrow and 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Okay, we'll see you on Monday. We thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Stand by for the Jeremy Warner program. That'll be coming up next. Don't forget, again, next week I'll have a couple of pair of tickets to give away for Michael McDonald coming to Virginia Week from Sunday, and Illinois basketball tickets. will be playing UNLV. Also, I believe that's a week from tomorrow, and we'll have tickets for that to give away as well. Okay, thank you very much for listening. We know you're there. Thank you to Dwayne Rolfs, Law Enforcement Official of the Month for December, for coming out and sharing. We appreciate all law enforcement, what they do every single day to keep us safe. Have a blessed weekend.
Michael McDonald.